ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 11. Chapter 12, Jadabharat instructs King Rahavana. Text number 1. Welcome you all for this Bhagavatam class. We are starting a new chapter on New Year. This text 1. Can look in your mobile, not there, what's in the turn today. Brahmana vacha.
Brahmana vacha.
Akovida kovida vada vadan.
Akovida kovida vadan.
Vadasya thonati vidam varishta. Nasuryo hi vavaharam yenam. Tatvavan. Tatvamashrena sahamananti brahmana vacha. Please repeat.
Brahmana vacha.
The brahmana said.
Brahmana said.
Akovida.
Akovida.
Without having experience.
Without having experience.
Kovida vada vada.
Kovida vada vada.
Words used by.
Words used by.
Experienced persons.
Experienced
person. Vadasi.
Vadasi.
You are speaking.
You are speaking.
Atho.
Atho.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Na.
Na.
Na. Not.
Not.
Ativedam.
Ativedam.
Of those who are.
Of those who are.
Very experienced.
Very experienced.
Varishta.
Varishta.
The most important.
The most important.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Surayaha,
Surayaha,
such intelligent persons.
Such intelligent persons.
He
indeed. Indeed.
Vyavaharam,
Vyavaharam,
mundane and social behavior.
Yena,
this. Tatva,
of the truth.
Avamarsena,
fine judgment.
By intelligence.
By intelligence.
Saha.
Saha.
With.
With.
Amananti.
Amananti.
Discuss.
Discuss.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Samshatmukha. Translation. The Brahmana Jadabharat said, "My dear king, although you are not at all experienced, you are trying to speak like a very experienced man. Consequently, you cannot be considered an experienced person. An experienced person does not speak the way you are speaking about the relationship between a master and a servant or about material pains and pleasures. These are simply external activities. Any advanced experienced man considering the absolute truth does not talk in this way." Purport. Krishna similarly chastised Arjuna, Asocha Navyachotastvam Pragna Vadamsa Vasase. While speaking learned words, you are lamenting for what is not worthy of grief. Bhagavad Gita 2.11. Similarly, among people in general, 99.9% try to talk like experienced advisors, but they are actually devoid of spiritual knowledge and therefore like inexperienced children speaking nonsensically. Consequently, their words cannot be given any importance. One has to learn from Krishna or his devotee. If one speaks on the basis of this experience, that is on the basis of spiritual knowledge, one's words are valuable. At the present moment, the entire world is full of foolish people. Bhagavad Gita describes these people as mudas. They are trying to rule human society. But because they are devoid of spiritual knowledge, the entire world is in a chaotic condition. To be released from these miserable conditions, one has to become Krishna conscious and take lessons from an exalted personality like Jada Bharat, King Krishna, Lord Krishna and Kapila Dev. That is the only way to solve the problems of material life. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीतापदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं साग्रजातां सगनारघुनाथान्वितं तमस्य जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगनालिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं शं नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी चारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्याय गौरवे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा इट्स ग्रेटफुल टू बी हियर अमंग ऑल ऑफ यू एंड सीक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज हियर दैट आई कैन शेयर सम थिंग्स ऑन दिस वर्स दिस लास्ट नाइट आई हैव बीन टोल्ड टू स्पीक सो Translation. The Brahmana Jadavara said, My dear king, although you are not at all experienced, you are trying to speak like a very experienced man. Consequently, you cannot be considered an experienced person. An experienced person does not speak the way you are speaking about the relationship between the master and the servant or about material pains and pleasures. These are simply external activities. Any advanced experienced man considering the absolute truth does not talk in this way. So to give the background of what's going on here for this for our guests. There is a section in 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami explains Parikshit Maharaj about a king named Bharat Maharaj. Bharat is the one on whose name the country India is named, Bharat. It's a very great thing. He ruled for many thousands of years, like 50,000 years or something. And then he's a very ideal king, Raja Rishi. He's a king as well as a saint, as a Rishi or a saintly person. He ruled his subjects very nicely, that's why the country was named after him. So when he found that his sons are qualified, his father himself is Rishabdev, the incarnation of Lord. He got instructions from his father, from his spiritual master also. And then he got well good training from his father, and then he could rule the world very nicely for many, many years. And then he voluntarily gave up to rule the world and he went to forest to perfect his life and to achieve Krishna, to achieve the self-realization. So when he went to the forest, he was performing his spiritual duties. He was very fixed He was at the very high stages of devotional service. There are 9 stages. He was at Bhava stage, the 8th stage. Just one stage below Prema. So, at that time he came across a baby deer who is like an orphan. Nobody was there to take care. He felt very compassion. Being a king, he very felt compassion for his subjects. So, he felt very compassion and brought the deer to his ashram. He started taking care of the deer and eventually he gets attracted to the deer. He gets so much attracted to deer that he stops his spiritual activities and then he just gets deer seva. He does deer seva whole day and night. He's serving the deer. The problem is, deer is in bodily concept because animals generally are in bodily concept. So he also thought, he got very much attached to the bodily concept of deer and then he got attracted to deer. So in that stage he leaves his body, untimely death comes to him and then he leaves his body. In next life he becomes a deer. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, so the person who, any person in whatever stage one leaves his body, he attains that without fail next life. So he became deer. I mean, deer, what special deer he is. He has remembered everything from previous life. He was remembering everything. Then he understood, no, my God, how I wasted my life. He became very saintly deer. He would just associate with the sadhus. He would go and hear near the ashrams, the Bhagavatam classes, early morning. Every day. He would not mix with all other deers who are nicely enjoying the beautiful grass. He would just eat very dry grass. Very austere life. He doesn't care about his thorns, trimming his thorns and all that. It's mentioned in Bhagavatam like that. So, then after giving up his deer body, he gets a human body. Now he gets a body in the human life as a Brahmana. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that who cannot perfect his life, who takes up the process of devotional but doesn't perfect, he takes birth in a Brahmana family, aristocratic family, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Parantapa. Suchinam Srimatam, he's telling that in Brahmana family, aristocratic family. So Bharat Maharaj takes birth in a Brahmana family in the third life, and then he is again named Bharat only, but he gets a title before that. Jada Bharat. Jada means fool in one way. Stubborn one way, but it's like considered like fool, like that. He though he's taken birth in a Brahmana family, he behaves like a fool. Because he self-realized, he still carries all the memory, he knows everything. And he gets instructions from his father also, who is a great Brahmana. But he didn't want to get entangled, he didn't want to repeat the mistake he did earlier. He didn't want to live in the bodily concept of life. So he would do everything in a different way. He didn't consider at all the basic necessities of body also. He didn't consider to take care of them. He would just lie on the ground, or he would just be on it. If some food comes on its way, he would eat. Like that, and he would do all opposite things to be away from the society. He doesn't go to school or the Gurukul. Because he didn't want to get entangled, then they'll marry him and all that. So that's the conception. So he is leading very austere life. But he is very happy. He is very blissful. Because in the heart he is completely dedicated to the will of the Lord. I'm always meditating on Lord's name and chanting Lord's name. So to that extent that once he was captured by some thieves and they wanted to take him to in front of Kali and sacrifice him. The Kali worshippers, they do some crazy things. He didn't protest. he was completely, you know, he knows Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. That is, if Krishna wants to save me, then nobody can kill me. And if Krishna wants to kill me, nobody can save me. So he was not even doing a small self-defense also. Everything was depending on Krishna. Very high platform it is. Mahabharat stage he was. So for seeing that, the goddess Kali, you know, from the deity, goddess Kali comes out, breaking the deity and kills those dacoits. That, you know, she didn't want a devotee to suffer like that. So then, he was once in a forest, then he was lying down in the forest, sitting on a tree in the forest. And a king was passing by in a palanquin, and he has all this, his entourage. Then somehow, one of their palanquin holders, carrier, got hurt or something. He is 1% shot. So they look around and then they see this person, Jadabharat. And amazingly, Jadabharat is well built. Though he doesn't worry about his body, he would eat whatever it comes on its way. He is very well built. Like a wrestler, you know. Wrestler, he is very built. So they see Jadabharat and see, oh, he is a nice fit to carry palanquin for our king. They go and then they didn't even ask him. They said, come, king is ordering you to come and carry the palanquin. So he starts says, okay. He then says, no, he just, okay, Lord wants me to carry palanquin. Lord is telling to these people. He goes and starts carrying the palanquin. But on the way, he sees some ants are crawling. And he would stop, not to step on the ants. Or he would jump, not to step on the ants. That would cause the king inconvenience. The king would get a jerk. When suddenly somebody breaks when you are going on the car, the freeway, and then it suddenly breaks, what will happen? You are sleeping, then you wake up, hey, what happened? Right? And then you say, why do you do like that? Like that. On the signal, stop signal, suddenly somebody is stopping like that. You don't know how to drive. So like that, the same thing, the king tells, hey, you don't know how to carry the palanquin, the simple task. You look so thinny, you're so tired, you're so fatigued, or what? You didn't sleep in the night. He starts telling like that, different things, to start chastising Jadabharat. Bharat Maharaj keeps quiet. Again, next time, the same thing. Again, same thing. Raghunath chastises him. Then at that time, Bharat Maharaj says, what you are telling me doesn't affect me. Whatever chastisement you are giving, I don't mind, I don't care about it. It doesn't affect me. And then he says that, you are thinking you are master now, but in next life, you don't know what the time is, the factor of time, you don't know what will happen. So like that he starts telling philosophy. So at that time, the king understands that he is not an ordinary person. Though he looks like an ordinary person, like a fool, but he is not an ordinary person. King immediately tells the palanquin holders to put the palanquin down. He comes down and then he offers obeisances to Jadabharat and then he inquires. And the king says that, I am very, please forgive me. I made a great offense to a great devotee like you. He says that even Lord Shiva, if he does offense, he will lose all his auspiciousness. Shiva means auspicious. The word, meaning of word Shiva means all auspicious. Shiva is the embodiment of all auspiciousness. So Brahma means Brahman realize. Like that, the names signify their personalities. Shiva is having all auspicious because he's a devotee. And Shiva is devotee. So he will lose all auspicious. He will also come here. So Raghuna says that, I fear offending a devotee which I have done a grave sin. Please forgive me and please instruct me. You are telling about, you are telling me about that, I am not about the master and servant and all like that, about the self-realization. Please instruct me. He asks for instructions. So at that time, Bharat Maharaj gives instruction. This is the first instruction he gives. First thing he says is, you are speaking like an experienced person, but you are a fool. thing he says is, and Prabhupada is telling in the purport, same thing happens, Krishna is telling to Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita. Asocha navesho chastam pragna amsa bhasase gatasu nalukunda gatasu nalu sochanti pandita. So if you see here, Krishna is telling same thing. But now you are speaking like a learned person, but you are not learned, you are a fool. Nanu sochanti pandita. Pandita is it. Pandita means you are a fool. Opposite of pandita is a learned person. And you are speaking like a learned person, but you are actually not. Krishna is telling. Why? Because Arjuna was lamenting. For here is telling, asocha navya sochastam, asocha. You are lamenting for that thing which is not worth to lament for. What is that not worth to lament for?
Death of his relatives.
Huh?
Death of his relatives.
Pardon?
Death of his relatives and everyone else in the battle.
Death or?
Death of the relatives.
Death of the relatives. Yes. He's telling you are lamenting that you are all the friends and relatives and kinsmen, they are going to die in this battle. But it is not worth to lament for. Katasu
chanagat.
Katasu nagatasu. Katasu chanagatasu. So he's telling that gatasu means gone already. Gatasu chanagatasu. That is still there. No, it has not gone. That is, don't lament for those already gone, dead and gone. And those lament for those who are living now, they are going to die anyway. Gata sochana gata so nanu sochanti pandita. A learned person never laments for that. Those who are dead and gone, and those who are living, a learned person never laments. Telling that you know, you are telling, but you speak like a very learned person, because the whole chapter Arjuna was speaking. He speaks from Arthashastra, and then he speaks from Dharma Shastra, he speaks from all different angles. He gives so many reasons. He gives five reasons why you should not fight. In a very philosophical way, very in all different points, you know, different analyses he does and speaks. And he speaks like a very learned person, you know, like that. And then he says everything. And then, you know, he's speaking like a learned person, but it is
useless.
It is like a foolish person speaking, a child speaking, Prabhupada is telling. Why? Why? He spoke so much learned, he even quoted scriptures also, Arjuna. But why it's useless? Okay. Why it's like a childish talk?
And nothing to do with the desire of Krishna.
Nothing to do with the desire of Krishna? What else? It's there, that is the one reason. What is the reason why he's speaking? Though he has quoted from scriptures, he gives very logical arguments, very, very, very convincing arguments. If he tells to anybody, they will accept, okay, I will not fight.
Yeah.
But Krishna is telling that it's useless, you are a fool.
Yeah.
After giving all that arguments. Why?
Is it because he's identifying with the body?
Okay, it is about the body. What else? Because he is still miserable. After speaking all those learned words, after speaking all those arguments and all, he is completely miserable. You know, his hair is standing erect, his tears coming from his eyes, he cannot hold his Gandiva bow, everything is falling, and he cannot stand on his chariot, he cannot even see the army, he sits, you have seen that picture in Bhagavad Gita, the painting? You know, Arjuna is sitting, you know, with his helmet removed, everything, you know, like that. No? Completely miserable. That is the fate, that is the condition of everybody in this world. Everybody is very expert, you know, they advise everything. You tell them about investment, where to invest, they will tell you. You tell them about in a relationship, they will give advice. You tell them about the health, they will give 100 advice. You tell them, you ask them about you know, how to raise children, though they are not married, they don't have children, they still give advice. Everybody is an advisor, everybody has a lot of advice. Everybody has everything, you know, like that. But the problem is, completely miserable they are. Everybody is so miserable. Just to forget their miseries, they make up these festivals and all these things. Happy New Year. What is happy here? Happy is what? Same thing again. So, but here, you know, we are blissful morning program, you know, like that. You know, this thing, you know, it's real happiness. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankshati Sama Sarvetu Bhushetu Bhakti Nirete Param. So Krishna is telling that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Only that Atma, Prasannatma, who is blissful Atma, blissful person, only that person is blissful who is Brahma Bhuta. He is in the Brahman realization. Nasochati Nakankshati. He has no lamentation and no cankering. That person has no lamentation. Everybody has a lot of knowledge, you know, so much of literature being published, whole internet, and if you don't know, Google it, you know, like, you know, everything, you know, you can even cook, you can, everything you can do with Google and everything, you know, any recipe you can cook, you can do that, you know, you're cold, you're sick, Google, you can get knowledge from that also, everything, you know, it is there available.
That's very
fun. Now, you want to go anywhere, you put the directions, you can do anything, anywhere, everything. But it's like rat race. It's rats are going around and getting everywhere. Same thing. So na sochati na kaankshati, but there is hankering and lamentation. So much of hankering and lamentation. So much of heartbreak, so much of misery in this world. Why? Because all this advice, all this knowledge, everything is based on body. So this bodily platform is being condemned in all scriptures everywhere. The first thing a guru does is first he condemns this bodily platform, leaving this bodily platform. So, but everybody is living in this. Prabhupada says that this world is a fool's paradise. What is fool's paradise? Where all the fools are living. That's fool's paradise. They think that's paradise. All the fools. Why? And fool's paradise, what is the fool? He thinks that, you know, I am Donald Trump. The fool is thinking. Or he is thinking something else. Why somebody is called fool? Because he misidentifies. Now you see on the streets here, many times you see, you know, people loudly talk among with themselves. You know? You come across so many times, right?
Yeah.
These people. Huh? Every week, every day, you know, so many people. They are loudly talking. They are thinking themselves something else. That is a fool, you know, who misidentifies with somebody else. That is what we are, you know, everybody in this world is doing. They are misidentifying with body. So Bhagavatam says, beautiful verse, Yashyatma buddhi punapetra dhatiki. So, I don't know the complete verse. Yashyatma buddhi punapetra dhatike Savatra kalatriya deshu Bhagavan ichyati Yasmendra Buddhi
Say it, Gaurshan.
Yeah, say.
Swadhi Kalatra Nikibhavayi Janeshwa Vineshu Sayeva
Gokhara. So, Yashyatma Buddhi Tinapeti Dhatuki tells that one who thinks that this bag made up of Yashyatma Tinapeti Dhatuki three dhatus. Three dhatus is kapha, vata, pitta. Our body is made up of these three elements actually. Now the Ayurveda science, the medical science of Ayurveda, it says that we balance these three. When they are balanced, then the body has good health. It's good. When one is imbalanced, when kapha becomes more, which is for many because of this cold season, kapha increases. For me also. I'm also having this now. Then it becomes imbalanced, then there is some illness, So this is a bag, this is actually a bag, has three things put together in this bag. This body is a bag. Has three things put together in this, is kapha, vata and pitta. Like you have a bag, no sack, there, the bag. So you know, different things put together in a bag. And then and he's telling that and then one who thinks that, you know, with this bag I have all this, with this body, one who says, thinks that kalatradishu, kala means wife or family members, one who thinks that, you know, all my family members and then are my saviors, family members, and they are my life and soul. Now, family means greater family, country, society and all. It comes to, you know, that, you know, and then one who sees that his place of birth as worshipable. Everybody has attachment to his place of birth. He thinks that place is very sacred. It's worshipable. Everyone should worship that place, the place of birth. You know, they are very. Everybody has that. You know, people erect their place of birth. You know, their followers erect some monument or some place of worship. And one who thinks that, you know, that place of birth is worshipable. It's a very great place because I took birth. The body took birth. Naturally, you know, have the attachment. So that kind of person who has this attachment like that, he is no better than a Bhagavatam is a heavy word. Gokhara.
Too like an animal.
No, go means cow. Cow or a donkey. Bhagavatam is a heavy word. No. Why cow or a donkey? Because the cow is very attached to its calf. Cow is very attached to its calf. It cannot stay separate from the calf. To the extent that sometimes, you know, in India, a calf dies, and the cow doesn't give milk. For cow to give milk, calf should be there, nearby. You know, if the calf is there, then cow gives milk. It holds the milk, and you know, if cow holds the milk, doesn't give milk, it's not good for cow's health. It'll die also sometimes. Cow is not giving regular milk, it should give out. It'll die also. But because calf is dead, cow doesn't give milk. Calf is not there, cow doesn't give milk. And sometimes cow dies. So that's why what they do? The farmers, you know, they take the calf and then they remove the skin of the calf and then they put all the grass and then so that they make the calf body appears like a body of calf. Yeah, and then they bring that calf near the cow and then the cow gives milk. It's a dead calf, okay.
It's weird.
Huh?
It's so strange.
Strange is, sometimes it does that, not every time, like that, you know, like that. Nowadays the cows are not very attached, the Kaliga cows are. But anyway, that is the understanding. And then the cow gives milk, because the cow is attached to the body of calf. When the calf is dead, it's gone, still by seeing that calf, smelling the skin of the calf, cow gives milk. Same thing like donkey. For donkey, it works so hard. The grass is available everywhere. It doesn't know that grass is available everywhere. It just thinks that if a master gives me grass, then only it is available. Another thing is, donkey also gets kicks for going for sex. So that's why, you know, Bhagavatam says these heavy words. That is, one who is on this bodily concept. But, you know, this everybody is using the bodily concept of life. No time. 5 minutes. So this, but the guru, the spiritual master, he chastises the disciple. And it's very great fortune that one gets chastisement from spiritual master. Now, one gets because guru exactly knows that, you know, this is the disease we are carrying. If this disease is bodily conception of life, this disease is cured, then we'll be really be happy. So however we'll wish, Prabhupada says that, you know, it's always whenever we'll wish that. Means the real well-wisher means one who brings out us out of the bodily concept of life. That is the instruction of spiritual masters. We see even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he also accepted spiritual master, and then he says, you know, when he was going to Vrindavan, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, he comes to Varanasi, and then he is chanting in the streets Harinam Sankirtan. You know, he is the founder of Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam. So he is going on the streets and chanting, but Varanasi is full of
Mayavadis.
Mayavadis are those, yeah, another different school, they are the followers of Shankaracharya. They don't believe in chanting and all that, you know, all that. They are in Vedanta, they follow Vedanta, means they study scriptures, Vedanta scripture. They don't want to, this is not, they want to achieve, they want to know who is absolute truth, what is absolute truth. But there is impersonal conception, they have understanding of, and they are very, like, you know, brave person, you know, like, you know, like, and you know, like, they are very austere, like, seemingly austere, you know, like that. So in Varanasi, all these Mayavadis, and this, that's Varanasi is the headquarters of Mayavadis, it's a sitting place where thousands and thousands of Mayavadis and sannyasis are there. They see this sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is dancing and chanting like a sentimentalist on the streets, going around. And then they were all criticizing him, you know, hey, what kind of sannyasi this person is? When you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu keeps quiet, he is very humble, keeps quiet. He goes to Vrindavan, he comes back again to Varanasi on the way back. So at that time, he thinks, you know, that, you know, I should deliver this Mayavadi sannyasis. You know, I came to deliver everybody, why should I deliver them? So at that time, one of his disciples, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Tapan Mishra, he invites Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and he invites all these Mayavadi sannyasis also to his home. So all the sannyasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes a little late. When he went, all the sannyasis, they were already there inside his home. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he sits at the place where everybody washes their feet. And then he, while sitting, he turns on Brahman effulgence from his body. You know, he's Krishna himself. So impersonal Brahman is the light or the Brahman emanating from the body of Krishna. The effulgence emanating from the body of Krishna. So this Mayavadis, they are attracted to that. And they see that, you know, this effulgence coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get attracted, and then this head of this Mayavadi he wears, he lifts, he asks, why are you sitting here in this dirty place? Please come and sit with us. And he lovingly pulls Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his hand. He does some service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he asks, you know, you are from a Bharati Sampradaya, you have taken sannyas, and we are from Saraswati Sampradaya. Saraswati family. You know, we are all from same Shankara school. We are all brothers. Why don't you come and sit with us and discuss Advaita philosophy? Vedanta philosophy. You are chanting on the streets like a sentimentalist. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies. What he replies?
My guru told me I'm a fool. I should chant the holy name of Krishna.
Yeah. He says that Guru Mora Shashana Karila, he says that my spiritual master said, I am not fit to study Vedanta because I am a fool. My spiritual master gave me his instruction, he just chant these holy names of Krishna. By chanting this holy name, that will be perfect. So I started chanting the holy names. Then I started chanting the holy names. Then I became mad. Kiba mantra dele sai. Japite japite mantra kare pagal. He's telling, what kind of mantra you gave to me? My dear master, what kind of mantra you gave to me, my Suchi master? Now, by chanting this name, I became mad. Then my Suchi master said, my boy, you achieved perfection. And the perfection of chanting is to become mad. Mad for Krishna. Everybody is mad in this world. But they are mad for what?
Maya.
Mad to enjoy in this body. To take care of this body. But the perfection of madness is to become mad for Krishna. To just chant and serve Krishna. So, my future master told me I am a fool. And then he gave me instruction. I followed that instruction. Then I got this. Now I can't stop chanting. What? I can't, helplessly I am chanting everywhere. I am walking, I am chanting. People are following me, what to do? So he says like that, and then you know, the long discussion goes, and then they all become devotees. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. When Sanatana Goswami comes and meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the same place, Varanasi, then he says, all the people in my place, in Ramkeli, he says that they all call me as Pandit. They are very learned person. But, Kiyami Kiyama Tapatra. No, but I don't know who I am. And I don't know why I am suffering the three modes of material nature. Three miseries of material nature. Why am I suffering by these three miseries of material nature? You know, he is telling, I don't know the basic thing, who am I and who is, but I, and I am also thinking I am Pandit. I am also posing myself as Pandit. Sanatana Goswami actually very learned person. He is actually very, he knows I am not body, I am soul. That's why he left everything. He left as Prime Minister of the whole country. He left that job and then he came and surrendered himself to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came, even though he is very learned, he didn't come and when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he presented himself as a person who doesn't know anything, as a fool. And then he says that, you know, I don't know who I am. Kyami. Kena tapatra, you know, I don't know why I am suffering from this material, miseries of material world. Miseries. That is the position of disciple. Though disciple is very learned, he presents himself as a fool. And spiritual master also shares his realization, gives instruction, and then he sees that, you know, his disciple comes out of this bodily conception of life. So here also, Jadabharat is instructing Maharaj Raghugana that, you know, you are a king, and it's not that you are an ordinary king, you also got all education. You also got everything. You have full knowledge and you are speaking from with that knowledge. But you are a fool. Why? Because you are not living as per the knowledge you have. You know, you are attached to your body. So having knowledge itself is not enough. Now one may have all knowledge, I am not body, I am soul, I am not. As soon as one comes to Krishna consciousness, first thing they say is, you are not body, you are soul. That's the first thing you hear from devotees. And we all know this, you are not body or soul, every day we hear this. We have all the knowledge, but that knowledge is just knowledge, it's not realization. Knowledge will turn in realization when we follow the instruction of spiritual master. And then when you practice Krishna consciousness, it begins by chanting the holy names. Sevan Mukhe Jivado Swami Vaspratyada. By engaging the tongue and by chanting the holy names and by following instruction, by engaging the service, by engaging our all the senses in the service of Krishna, then when this service mood comes, not serving the body but to Lord and His devotees, then we come out of this bodily conception of life. And then the real happiness comes, Brahma Bhuta state comes. That is the true knowledge. That is true happiness. Just not by telling, you know, for a, Prabhupada says, you know, for a devotee, every day is Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Because every day they are getting up morning and then blissfully they are chanting in front of Lord and serving. It's every day the happiness is there in their heart. It's not that they need some shot to have the happy. They don't need any shots, they just need this.
We need
Hare Krishna mantra, it's always there for them. It's enough for them. You can have the experience also. So we are fortunate to be in this bhakti center with all the wonderful devotees. It's a great family here. We are fortunate to start our day here. And every new year here. Every day here. And then to your association. Thank you very much. Do you have any comments or questions, anything to share? We are already past 5 or 6 minutes. Right. Here you go.
I was just wondering, because
it's already late. Chandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai Sunanath ki
Jai.